Power and Light employee Bob Zemke was one of a number of people testifying again this month against the plan to restructure utility departments. He continued his opposition to hiring Public Works Director Carl Hagerman to oversee the electric department, along with the water and sewer utilities.
Carl is without a doubt highly regarded, politically correct in his choice of words, does a good job as Public Works Director, budgeting, etc. That is not the point. This has never been about the work he performs. The fact of the matter is he lacks electrical background for what is considered an electrical superintendent. He would be splitting his time between three separate utilities when the electrical department is a full-time job all on its own.
Zemke pointed out that opponents of the plan gathered 272 signatures over the weekend in an informal petition against the change. David Whitethorn also referenced that petition and said he turned it into the borough Monday.
There's a lot of people out there that really hope you people take a serious look at what's going on here and take their signature into consideration. Thank you.
The public appeal requested the assembly vote no on the reorganization ordinances. The assembly was considering a slate of six ordinances that create a new position of utility director, taking the place of the superintendent of the electric department. That job's been filled on an interim basis since last June. The borough advertised for a new electric superintendent in the fall, but only received a handful of applicants. After that, the assembly decided to move forward with the reorganization. It was originally proposed by the borough manager almost a year ago and meant as a cost-saving measure. It also had some support from members of the public this month, like Chelsea Tremblay.
As our population is slowly dropping, state funding sources are unreliable, and the federal system is basically a reality show, this is the exact wrong time to increase the salary and pay upwards of $40,000 in the search cost for a managerial position, which we probably don't need. I commend the manager for looking for ways to save money, and I'm thankful for some of the conversations this has encouraged.
The assembly has been split 4-3 on the issue this winter, and that split continued with four assembly members maintaining support for the change. Several also explained why they remained supportive despite strong opposition. Here's Jeff Mucci.
I hear what people are saying. I understand some of their concerns, but I feel differently about that. I think there are some issues within the electrical utility they need to get looked at. And hopefully by this restructuring, we'll be able to start to address some of those concerns.
The last electric superintendent, Joe Nelson, retired at the end of June. Since then, Hagerman has been the interim head of the department, with employee Scott Newman overseeing the day-to-day operations. Hagerman's also been in charge of capital projects in Power and Light during that time. Assemblymember Eric Castro gave several reasons for supporting the change, including oversight of the department in the past year.
Carl and Scott have been safely and effectively sharing the leadership of this electrical department for the last 8 months following Mr. Nelson's retirement. If the restructuring were to happen tomorrow, the community will not notice a difference in service. These last 8 months have proven the electrical department will continue to function as it has in the past.
But the mayor and other assembly members remained opposed, and it's been one of the most controversial issues in local government in recent memory. Mayor Mark Jensen resigned his seat over the plan last spring and has been voting against it since winning his seat back in the fall.
Since its inception, May 2nd of 2017, I didn't think it was a good idea. I appreciate everybody's opinions, but I don't think it's a good move for the municipality.
The issue also generated a recall petition last year after the assembly met in executive session on the topic in May, but the borough did not approve that recall vote. Instead, candidates made it an issue in the fall election. This month, the assembly votes were all 4-2 in favor of making the ordinance changes to approve the reorganization. Jensen voted no, along with Kurt Wallhuter. And Brandy Marole, who has opposed it as well, tried to attend the meeting by Skype, but that connection couldn't be made in the borough assembly chambers. The vote was also 4-2 to give the borough manager the green light to hire Hagerman and Cotta. And Assemblymember Mucci read an email into the record from the borough manager. It reminded borough employees they are not allowed to circulate political petitions while working and using borough vehicles. From the assembly's standpoint, those are the last votes on the issue. Hagerman will be the borough's new utility director, Cotta will head up public works, and Newman will be promoted to general foreman in the electric department, continuing to oversee day-to-day operations. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.